Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mr. Martin Spider, Sarah Elizabeth Solbrig, Gordon Aitken, Annette Schussler, Fade Ingelberg, Cody Watson, Elizabeth Beale. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 106 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Chris Optrick Ag Amsterdam.
Hamid Salah Harun Altahan.
Sasha Rackett.
And Azu.
And big news for everyone.
Yeah.
Hold your hats.
Ooh. I have no hat.
Good.
Why would you wear a hat?
Mine has already escaped.
The window is open.
Oh!
The window is open.
That's where my hat went.
So when you hear cars driving by and you're like, what happened to the audio? Heat happened to the audio.
It's very warm in here.
It's very warm.
My hat. I liked it.
So it's been a while for us.
Oh. It's gone, Lyd. You have to come to terms with that now.
I imagine that with the shock, your hat did that thing in cartoons where it suddenly leaps up like 6 foot in the air.
So it's been a while for us. I believe the last thing that happened was Sasha was getting eaten by a dog.
It was. I'm delicious.
I'm so delicious.
So, unless I'm mistaken, you were actually investigating the simulacrum, like actually making progress on some kind of simulacrum, which definitely has no...
We infiltrated a compound. We're like a team of badass ninjas.
Except ninjas cool. Who then blow the place up before leaving.
Yeah. The best kind of ninja.
Pretty sure ninjas were saboteurs, so basically, absolutely.
Yeah. That's exactly where we are, yep.
So, we are still in initiative order, okay? To repaint the picture for anyone who's forgotten, we
which
have...
is mostly us.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's been many months since we recorded now. So if there are any mistakes, suck it up.
Really? How many months?
Two.
Yeah.
So.
Ish.
Sasha is currently being gnawed on by a guard dog with another guard dog in hot pursuit.
So tasty.
All of the other dogs are currently asleep magically, thanks to Hammett. At least one person has been shot in the shoulder or something similar and then fled into the administration building, which is still full of people. All the other guards at the entrance have been blown up, then blown up again.
We knew approximately how many people there were. Like, we had a good count of the number of people in the compound.
There are probably around 5 people in the admin building, maybe even
could
less
be six
than that.
Or seven.
It's hard to say because you did have a good count, but that was assuming that you had counted everyone and assuming that I can remember. So we are going to pick up where we left off, which I believe, unless I'm mistaken on the initiative order, is Grizzop.
Yes, I shoot the dog that's eating Sasha twice.
Okay, so don't forget to do your rapid shots, which gives you a plus 10 to each roll rather than your normal attack. So remembering to use your rapid shot because it will do better for
yes,
you.
Yes, I am. Well, I'm rolling 10s at short range. Oh, yes, yeah, so am I within 30 foot of the dog?
Yes, you are.
Cool. 27 and a 16.
Both hit.
That's 3 and then 4 damage.
Okay. The dog that's eating Sasha keels over with arrows in it.
Nailed it! Literally.
Are you doing...
I mean, arrows not nails, but I mean, they're going shafted. Yeah, shafted. Yeah, so look, it's distracting when
you
they're...
You got shafted, is what you should have said.
They're biting you. Okay, let's keep up going with the fight.
Anything else? Anything else that you are doing, Grizzop?
No.
Sasha, you are up. You are now not being eaten, but there is a dog
attack
which,
the
thanks
other
to the mechanics
dog.
Of Pathfinder, is currently not actually attacking you.
Well, then it's not flat-footed, is it? So
it's
I
not flat-footed.
Will somersault over it and stab it in the back.
It is too. No, you could do that. You could do that, actually, yes.
She's give Sasha. Show me the thing she cannot somersault over.
Give me the acrobatics roll first.
That's a natural 20 plus...
Just give me the attack roll.
Remember plus 14.
Remember that you have two weapon fighting, but you can't...
34.
No, you can't use it because you've moved first. You can only do a full attack round if you have... Yeah. So give me a single attack.
Yes.
But you can... Are you using ice dagger or fire dagger? Important questions here.
Fire dagger.
Okay.
You need to make the attack roll before the damage roll. I mean, I know it seems trivial that you'll hit it,
but... Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forget that I have to do that.
Don't mess with procedure.
That's 26.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, 29.
Yes, 29. Roll your attack and don't forget your sneak attack damage because of your ridiculous feat.
Okay, so sneak attack was the 5 damage, then also 6 in fire damage, plus 0 from the actual dagger.
I think you have to do a minimum of 1 damage, right?
But no, but that's total. From the attack.
Well, I did.
Oh!
Because she gets minus one because of other stuff in her.
Yeah, like the actual dagger stabbing.
Daggers are a medium through which she hurts people just by the virtue of sneak.
So you brush it against their kidney and it catches on fire.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Basically what it does,
give it a little shave and then it sets on fire.
Basically, it's a small tool well used.
It's like a tiny cut. She's
heard
hit
that
a tendon.
Before.
So one of its...
Two ladies on the podcast.
Yeah. That's got what you get.
Got a couple of blooming Sid Jameses over here.
What is going on? The dog dies. Let's bring that tone back down.
Are you happy now? Having fun with your silly jokes and the dog's died.
You're the one who started killing
a fictional dogs.
Dog has
died.
I was trying to put them to sleep.
Fictional murdering dog.
You are up. You have seen Sasha remedied.
Weren't you running away last episode?
So as he was running away and then Grizzop was just sort of like, nah. And then everything sort of turned back around. So you're now sort of halfway between the entrance and the admin building. Well, you're a bit closer to the entrance than the admin building, but you sort of...
I'm going to turn around and... Am I close to Sasha?
No.
Oh.
So Sasha's the furthest from you. You're the closest to the entrance out of the four of you, but you're all sort of between the two.
Azu sighs and then runs back into the fray because she's not about to abandon everyone.
You can easily make it to Sasha with a move action, so you still have another action. You could move further, you could attack Sasha, I suppose, if you wanted.
I would like to move to Sasha and heal her.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. Assuming that the dog bite hurt.
I mean, I'm only 3 hit points down.
Yeah, it barely hurt you.
Oh, okay.
It barely hurt you. It basically went...
It's like a deep scratch.
Leathery trousers.
It's more slobbery. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that, so I'm at least going to be like, oh, are you all right, Sasha? I saw you got chomped.
Yeah. My new living body. Oh, such a drag.
A perception check?
One.
Womp womp.
10.
10 from Grizzop.
20.
20 from Azu.
I only got 14, which is literally the lowest I can roll.
Did you roll a natural 1?
No, I rolled a 2, but a natural 1 would be a natural 1.
Yeah.
14 is the lowest she can actually perceive.
27.
Okay, Azu and Hamid. you both notice the definite sounds of agitated chimera and or manticore from the sounds of warehouses, which have clearly heard things going on outside and want in. There, you aren't able to pin it down to a specific warehouse or anything like that, but there's the definite sounds of agitated guard creatures. Hamid, you are up.
What's going on?
Actually, from the same perception check, I should probably say, from the admin building.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
You can see the distinct sight of a couple of people poking their heads around the side of, like, window jams to see what's going on. No one has left the admin building and no one is visible, to the point where the people who are peeking over are basically giving total cover to, because they are literally just a single eye, maybe that's both fair. Above that's the window fair. Ledge kind of thing.
To be fair, with magic missile, he could probably still hit those.
If they're in total cover, no. But
I would allow you to use it on one of them. I wouldn't you allow it to use it on multiple.
I'm going to run up to the edge of the admin building and, like, ooh, go, you know, back to the corner, like peeking round with my finger out, you know, like a cop in a cop movie.
Wait, so that if someone comes out the front door, you can pew them?
Yeah. I'm not actually going to hold an action to do it. I'm just going to look really badass. Can I roll to look badass?
Yes, you can.
I'm allowed to say badass.
Yeah, you're allowed
bad
to, but
bum.
you have to roll a perform check for being badass.
I mean, I don't have any points in that, but that is still a 16.
What I would also suggest is you might be able to do it stealthily so they don't know that you're prepped to shoot anyone who steps outside.
No, I don't want to discourage them from stepping outside.
So, yeah, you managed to run up to the admin building. No one seems to take a shot. You definitely knew that at least one or two of them had bows and things, but you managed to place yourself to the side. We'll say, because it's like has that, I said before, it had that sort of porch thing going with the steps up and so on. You've actually placed yourself a little bit to the side of the sort of entrance porch, let's call it.
I'm going to cast something. You know what I'm going to cast? I'm going to cast Mage Armor.
That's a really, really good idea.
Because yeah. This combat's going to go on a while.
It's either going to go on a while or we're going to go, we're leaving now.
One of the two. I mean, I've spent two first level spells, but one of them might have been Mage Armor. Who can say? Not me. I cast it again. What's the worst that can happen?
Hamid, now over encumbered with Mage Armor, collapses to the ground. I'm so safe. Come on. Move.
Like a shiny tortoise.
I just love the idea of him there, flat out, and just a... Like, so, people in the house, let's take a moment. But I'm talking to myself now. Let's take a moment. I've just seen everyone explode twice. One person ran out, got immediately shot, and ran back inside. All of the dogs are now, to my eyes, probably dead.
One of them snores.
Nothing discernible happens in the house. Grizzop, you're up.
I run up to the other side of the door with Hamid and hold my bow up, drawn like I have a readied pistol.
Yeah!
Oh, God. Can I make a perform check?
Yeah, you can.
I want to look bad bum. 20.
Oh, you both look totally bad bum.
Bad bum.
So you.
Bad
bum. What are you going to do when the 3-foot characters come to you? it's great.
Quick, hide on the top shelf.
We'll do Charlie's Angels with Azu, and it'll be just one giant silhouette and two silhouettes up to her knees.
And then you wouldn't see Sasha's
yeah,
silhouette.
Sasha's not, yeah.
She's hidden. Yeah. She's invisible.
The
in
secret fourth angel. I've only taken one move action, right?
You've only taken a move action.
I'm going to pop my head round the door and have a look.
A number of readied actions go off.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's fine. I've got a really high AC.
What is your AC?
21.
Ooh.
Do I get my eyeball shot off?
No.
So you get
those.
Hit twice. One of them is a crit.
Ooh. Yeah, there you go. I might get my eyeball shot off. So I got 53 hit points. It's great.
53 blind hit points is tricky.
Did they make cool shots?
They did not, because...
Mechanically, they're not allowed to make me blind.
Because I cannot be bothered to... The only time cool shots come
strong
up is if I can punish
choice.
You with being too good.
Simulationist games.
Stop saying simulationist games.
But it's true.
in the end, Ben, isn't it all?
You take 10 damage from two arrows. They are clearly, every single one of them is aimed to the front door.
Rude!
One flies straight past you, it just goes completely wide. And then two of them hit you, one of them hits you really squarely. We'll say like just around the collarbone, so it clips the top of your armour but still manages to sort of sink its way in a bit.
Sure, I'll duck back, go, ah! Pull it out and throw it through the door.
He's got an arrow!
God, so sticky!
Arrow-shaped grenade! Okay, anything else that you want to do with your turn?
I think those were my actions.
I suppose you could yell more.
Nah.
Sasha, you're up. You just saw Grizzop get shot through a door.
I run up to the door and throw a bomb through.
Oh, yes, you can do that. Give me the attack roll. You're targeting the square
inside.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to look and aim.
That's fine.
Okay. That was 16.
I mean, you hit the square. You probably don't hit a person if you can't see them.
No one is visible. Yeah. They all poke out, shoot, and poke back.
So, yeah, 16.
Okay.
Whatever that tells you.
Basically, what that tells me is that the bomb goes off in the right place.
And the damage it does to whatever is in that place is 7 plus 3 splash. So I wouldn't be put out if you only used the 3 splash. I don't know how you're going to figure that out.
Correct. What you do is you chuck the bomb in. Mm-hmm. There's the... And then you see that you've probably taken out the floor in that square.
Ooh, handy.
And you hear the distinct sounds of... Ah! Stop! From inside. Azu, you're up. Everyone seems to be just total bad bums.
Azu runs up to the door after Sasha, because I literally came to see if you're okay. Just ran off again.
What I do?
Yeah, okay.
We're destroying the evil people.
Okay, and
you know what's throwing you all? Things are going well. That's what it is. You're all like, what do we do?
I knew what to
now?
Do. I threw a bomb. It's fine. It's great. Throw bombs, guys.
Okay.
More bombs.
Why aren't you throwing all of your bombs?
I have more.
Oh. I'll do that then.
I don't have any bombs. Well, I know.
What are you even doing here?
Can I not
see? Do you even bomb?
No.
So what are you doing?
Okay, I join the rest of the party and I say, I think we should come up with a better plan because I think that the big monsters might come out soon.
Actually, everyone, give me another perception check.
That's a bit more like it. 30.
Mm-hmm.
Whew!
I rolled a 3.
Good.
15.
Yeah. Right.
23.
Sorry.
16.
So,
Sasha sees through time.
Grizzop, you can definitely hear that one of the creatures is trying to dig its way through the door. Sasha, you know the sound of a warehouse door being forced. There's a definite, you know that it is.
I know, it's a number 32 Smith's Jackson latch. You know, clearly they've replaced some of the parts with not original hot dog.
Whose alarm you set off.
Yeah.
There are the distinct sounds of something attempting to force its way through the door, the main door. You can even, at a quick glance, because you got so high, you can see the distinct appearance of claws, two sets, between the door jamb. Currently tearing through the metal a little bit.
The doors are not strong enough for whatever you've got in there. There is something coming out right now.
It's something very bad and we should...
The safest place to be is inside that building. Kick the door down.
What, so we can get surrounded?
She has a point.
With that
so
in
we
mind,
can have a wall between us and their breath weapons, but I don't have time to say that.
With that in mind, Hamid, you're up.
I stick my hand through the door and cast Fireball.
Yeah, do you have a Fireball left?
I have 2 left.
No, you
out.
Can't!
Turns out
you
I have 4 third level spells a day,
you
Alex.
You can't have more!
Turns out
that's what the character sheet says.
So you've used all your invisibility and you still have 2 fireballs left.
Fireball is a third level spell, invisibility is a second level spell.
Alex, when you said please stop, was that in character as one of the people in the building? Was that just you? Because that is actually an important distinction, and I had thought it
does
was
it
you.
Matter?
Yes, it does.
Does it matter at this stage?
So
well, if anyone survives,
the saving throw is 18.
I'm not gonna make that.
Oh,
whoa!
That is a very, very large roll.
Oh!
Oh! It's It's all right. They're only taking half of an extremely large amount of damage.
It's okay. One of them might survive. So I rolled a natural 20 on their saving roll against the third fireball.
Yeah, but Bryn rolled 3 sixes.
Oh, what's the total damage?
I did 34 damage.
Oh, come on!
So when you save, you still take 17.
Yeah, then.
Oh, man!
Okay, so there's a...
That is brutal.
I literally have 34 hit points. If someone does that attack against me, it drops me.
All of the windows on the ground floor blow out.
Great, now it's the same guy.
Showering everyone in glass, which affects you because it's that kind of game. Dealing 2 damage.
And it!
There's so much glass.
Ace armor.
Yeah, I know. Your armor's a mess.
Can I, like, dodge it?
I'm going to say no.
Oh.
Alex is angry. He's acting out.
So there's the distinct cries of, not again! All the windows blow out. There's the distinct signs of, like, desolation inside. What's left of the floor that you can see from the entrance is already gone.
Do the dogs wake up?
The dogs don't wake up because of the way that sleep works. However, there's the distinct sounds of something trying to get out of a warehouse stopping.
Oh my gosh, man. You intimidated a manticore.
That's 8 points less than the literal maximum I'm capable of doing with that spell.
I'm now going to take everyone out of initiative order because there's no one left the entire compound who isn't locked up.
So shall we go kill the thing in the warehouse?
Can we kill it?
I don't know, but I'm feeling pretty good right now.
To remind you that was at least one in that warehouse, but you saw them delivering meat to all the warehouses.
Do it one at a time.
Oh, God.
How many warehouses are there?
We've established this. There were 12. There was 13, but where did it go? There hasn't been a 13 for 7 years. That's, for audience, that's a really, like, lame callback, because it's only been a week. But for us, it's months. So I'm really happy with myself.
Right. We know there are at least 10 of them. They do not...
I'm quite low on spells.
All right, well, we can find a local chapter in Damascus and bring them back here.
Yes, let's go and regroup.
I mean, these things are evil, so basically, this is our thing, right? Killing evil things.
And also, there's hundreds of the simulacrum things, which we really don't want to fall into the wrong hands.
Well, that's why I was saying, you know, kill them now, but... Yeah, let's
hundreds, thousands, well, tomato.
Actually, hang on a minute. Can this stone... No, it won't. Can we ring wild on these stones?
No, I think it only connects to Einstein.
Einstein to ask Wilde to find Wilde.
No, he wants to remember Einstein's a wanted fugitive.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Yeah, because of the... Oh, no. Because of the Prague thing.
Has a wanted fugitive gone to my village in Kenya?
Well, and I'm going to take a break there.
Yeah.
And be back in a couple of minutes.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
And welcome back. So, as you're haunted by the hypothetical cries of your dying village, what's happening?
Right, so he's wanted for, like, incompetence. Sort of as an associate with... Basically, you know the thing that happened in Prague, right? With Kafka? We explained it.
Yes.
Necromancy.
Well,
so
it turns out most of the board of the university were secret separatists.
Yeah,
and
okay, yeah,
and the fact they let one of their
Their
members
anyway.
Go bad, you know, meant they all wanted to for questioning. And it was Curie. I mean, Curie was very much the ringleader.
Yeah, so he's like, he's wanted, but not because he's really dangerous. A weirdo.
Einstein's wanting because he wouldn't snitch on his mates.
Yeah, like he...
So, oh, that's admirable.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. He definitely.
I mean,
didn't
one of his
really...
mates wanted to turn Prague into zombies, but you know.
But the people he wasn't going to snitch to were the Mars cult. And...
Yeah, and just those guys can take a long walk of a short pier.
Einstein clearly didn't understand really what was going on in the way that Curie and Freud did.
Anyway, we should probably deal with this situation,
yes.
Right?
Right. So huge monsters.
Right.
We should regroup and come back.
We need to get back
firepower.
To Damascus.
Remember,
and we don't have a cab.
Einstein could teleport anyone he wants into the village, though.
But we don't know where Wilde is. Wilde is probably still in Cairo.
Well, in which case, we need to get back to Damascus and we don't have a cab.
We have a camel.
Yes. Let's go.
You hear a very distant...
That's coming from the entrance.
Is somebody clapping ominously at us?
That's convenient.
All right, hang on.
I was a bit worried about all this travelling we were going to have to do.
Swing my bow around, loose an arrow at the source of the clapping.
Okay.
Because people don't ominously clap in a fight zone.
If it's Wild, he deserves it.
Absolutely.
Give me an attack roll.
We didn't actually look inside the room to see the damage we'd caused.
Ooh, not very good. 15 and 18.
Grisop doesn't one-hit KO the new NPC.
Oh no, we've broken with tradition.
Wow.
Who are you?
Hello.
Who are you?
What?
So,
explain yourself.
I knock another arrow.
Presumably, you all looking in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what you see is there are three people there. Two of them look
so
kind
one
of.
One clap each. It wasn't on.
They just weren't timed up for it.
It's like Harkness, Harkness, Darkness, and Sphinx all over again.
Yeah. Except they're all. Yeah.
We've got a clap from each ear.
So, I don't know why you're panning on a mic that's on mono.
Oh, is it? That's
all editors.
That's no fun.
So, everyone's just suddenly realised there are microphones. So, two of them are very familiar, by which I mean they're heavily cowled.
Oh.
There is one person stood slightly further forward. They are vaguely familiar, even from this distance, to...
Sorry, just let me know when I can take another shot.
Oh, I will.
Okay, cool.
They're vaguely familiar to... Hamid and Sasha, can both of you give me a wisdom roll? Just flat wisdom.
19.
7.
18. What's my wisdom? I mean, I rolled an 18.
I've given you enough whiz saves for you to know your wisdom by this stage.
Have you not got your stat sheet?
Not really.
Oh, 0. 18. I'm 18.
He uses intelligence. Sasha's actually very wise. Yeah. She just rolled low.
You know what it looks like? of look like Wellington. But
what?
But it's not. It's not. It's not Wellington. It's a. There's a familial resent. You know what? Maybe like a son. Maybe a net. I don't know. But yeah, it. They kind of look like Wellington.
What is it with this party and being attacked by obscure relatives of known individuals?
Is this the one who was off on a world of adventure?
No, that was Chessington.
Oh, of
that
course.
Was Chessington. How could you forget? But no, it like there's
a deep cut.
There is a vague.
That's a callback to episode 2, you guys. That's wow. Over 100 episodes.
I do not remember Wellington.
So he was hanging around with Colgate.
Was he the one that we got the second in his
episode,
carriage?
Yeah, because the second episode was called Bertie Wellington. Bertie Wellington.
So whoever it is, they...
Oh, God. It was such a good joke.
So they are dressed in what can only be described as like Victorian gentlemen abroad, like linens with a Panama hat. Ugh. It's all white with a sort of big, flowy cotton suit, and he's just like. The arrows fly past, and you're like, "Wow, okay, hello." You can take another shot if you want now.
Yep.
The cowled figures, as in Barrett's cowled figure,
as far as you can tell.
Cool.
Yeah, it's another two at him, followed by,
"Who are you?"
That's fine.
Oh, that'll hit. That might be a crit. No, the longsword is nice. 20. So that's 16 and 29.
16 and 29. One of those hits.
Four.
So, the arrow buries itself into the person's shoulder. They go, "Oah!" and then disappear. The two cowled figures look at each other and go, "Look back, you can't see any faces," and they both disappear.
What just happened?
Who were they?
I don't know. But
that
they
was
were
weird.
Turns out, posh evil people are behind this all along.
What a surprise.
He looked like someone. He looked like a friend of Bertie's.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's not a good thing, though.
No, but I don't mean he looked like a friend of Bertie's. I mean he. We met a friend of Bertie's, and he. It looked like that might have been his son.
Okay.
You know how. Anyway, I don't know if it's important.
Well, he didn't start off by saying I work for the meritocrats, so he got shot. Whoa!
I mean, it shouldn't sneak up on us when we're in a high-pressure situation, really.
There are at least 12 manticores here! I am not in a relaxed situation!
Well, exactly!
Exactly!
I'm saying, you were right!
Good, now let's get on a camel and leave!
Well,
unless the manticores are going to escape.
Someone should guard the manticores.
From where the person just disappeared.
A thud?
A thud. There's something has landed in the dust at the entrance, surrounded by the bodies.
Look, a clue!
Sasha will check it for traps.
Let's go and investigate.
Well, is it just a bomb, you know?
Yeah, that's a good shout.
I'd like to look inside the building we're still standing outside
of
to make sure there
the
aren't...
building.
What?
Oh, you mean first?
I just want to check that no one's still coming, you know, conscious enough to attack us from behind.
Okay, I'm going
to
do this cinematically.
We didn't actually see.
I'm going to do this cinematically. You open the door. There are blood and bits of person just plastered everywhere. And it's like, close the door. Yep, cool.
Hamid looks a bit queasy, but hides it well from the rest of the party.
Personal growth.
So, Sasha.
Becoming more of a psychopath.
You were the one approaching, right?
Yep.
Someone appears to have maybe teleported in a fresh body in amongst the others.
Mm. Check it for traps.
The body?
Yes. I've got a bomb in it.
So, give me a disabled device.
24. Yep.
It's apparent to you that, I'm going to go a bit weird with this check, the person isn't dead.
Ooh.
They do have something pinned to them, but you see it's a note. You also recognise the person.
Ooh, there's almost no one that she recognises that is good.
It's Barrett.
Oh my gosh!
What?
And
Lid's mind is blown if you can hear.
What?
He looks absolutely brutalized. Ooh. Someone has absolutely laid into him, and I mean further than I'm willing to describe here. He isn't missing bits, but someone has, you know, someone's really done a number.
What does
on
the
him.
Note say?
There was gang warfare in London, wasn't there?
Yeah. Sasha hasn't picked up the note.
Gonna look.
And also we don't know it's Barrett.
Yeah. Gonna look at lean in and take the note.
What's your face doing right now?
Well, she's facing away from you.
Oh. Well, What's her body language doing?
No one said so.
Okay.
I know that's not a breathe in, breathe out, but she did say she was checking for traps. Right. It's not often that people go, ooh, this, and then lean in close when you're doing
at this point, when Sasha isn't running away from the body,
okay,
I'll walk over.
All right.
Yeah.
She's going to go around to reach and get the note, realise it's him, and just freeze. She's mm-hmm. just frozen. She's just not doing anything. Just
makes sense.
At the point of grabbing it.
You all right?
Sasha?
Should we get close? Is it?
Is not going to explode.
Okay.
Good. I shall enter.
Hamid, I'd say that if you're approaching, are you?
I'm probably hanging around at the admin building because, like,
sure,
three people just arrived and then disappeared again, and I, like, want my back to a solid surface.
Fair.
They might reappear anywhere nearby, and I want to. I'm tense and on alert, basically.
In which case, then, Azu and Grizzop, as you approach, a kind of old-ish, like, late middle-aged man, maybe a little bit portly, with what is clearly a few days' growth of facial hair, who appears to have been very badly beaten, is tied up and dropped in the dirt with an envelope on them.
Wow.
They appear to be dressed quite plainly, but quite finely, as in, like, you know, expensive materials, but not flashy.
Wow, someone's done an amber on him.
Oh, this poor man.
He's, don't heal him.
Okay. Wait, why? Who is he?
It's my uncle.
And that's
okay.
Does Hamid hear that?
No. All right, give me a perception check. You're taking penalties for distance.
24?
You know what? I'd say yeah.
My God, here. What?
Hamid runs over.
Wait, you know her uncle?
He kidnapped us one time!
What?
He's
not... like the worst crime boss in London.
Oh, shall I put an arrow in him? Like,
let's work out what's going on!
What does the note say?
You can see that there's an envelope as opposed to like just a loose piece of paper. And the envelope has L.O.M.G. written on it.
Lolom, what is that?
I'm going to pick up the envelope and read it since everyone else is freaking out.
Okay, you open it. It says, I cast explosive runes this... No, I'm kidding. I really want to use that.
Oh, that would have been so good.
I really wanted to use that.
Oh,
it's the magic for Lydia's benefit. And listeners,
it's a joke
it's the magic,
Order of the Stick.
It's the magical equivalent of a letter bomb.
Ah. Is it really?
No.
Yeah.
So you can read it and then you explode.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you have to actually read it as well.
But I cast explosive rune this morning is a joke.
It's a joke.
Why would anyone read anything in this world?
Correct. So you open it, and it seems to be a very short, very hastily written note, but by someone who has very, very fine cursive.
Ooh.
It just says, apologies for startling. Here's a little present. We'll chat later. Apologies again. Full stop.
I think it might be it's from the disappearing people.
Right. And they sent us your uncle.
A present, apparently.
Well, the two cowled figures are the kind of people we've seen working with them. And the guy who attacked us at the funeral, the guy who was stalking Salah at the funeral was one of them too.
Oh, the squizzard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we met him in London, and those two people were there, they weren't working for him. Maybe he's been working for them all this time.
Hamid.
And...
give me a perception check.
18.
You notice that Barrett's had all of his jewellery stripped bar one ring, which is an identical copy of the one that's on your finger.
I point that out.
Wait, are we talking about the ring that's the message one or the ring that's the separatist ring?
The message one.
I don't have a separatist ring.
Oh, that was off, yes.
The one that's currently stuck on Hamid's finger.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's been working for them.
Or they were working for him, but there's been a mutiny or something?
A coup.
What should we do with him?
Well, we should make sure he doesn't die.
Yeah.
And we should tie him up.
Sounds like a bad
He's
egg.
Already tied up.
Oh!
Hog-tied and gagged and completely
Well, I don't know if he's going to fit on the camel.
Well, I don't think all of us should leave, because we shouldn't leave this entire complex unguarded. It's a load of manticores that might escape.
All right, well, I'll stay here then and you lot go.
We also shouldn't leave one person here alone.
Well, you stay with me then. We're both built for this.
Okay.
We've trained for this our entire lives. Literally what we do. Evil creatures.
I'm not arguing.
But if one of you goes down to the city, you can find members of your faith to come and help, whereas we'd have to go to a meritocratic office and that would take time and bureaucracy.
Well, then pick someone.
I'm saying two of us should stay and two of us should go. I haven't got as far as working out who. Azu's camel.
Azu has the camel. Yeah. You should put Barrett on the camel to take him to... There's no justice for him. There's no one
but that... Put an arrow in him if you want. Or wake him up. Hang on a minute. Shall I just wake him up?
Yeah.
if
that's okay with you, Sasha.
All right. Sasha stands back. Where Barrow wouldn't immediately see her waking up.
There's not a lot of cover here because Hammond did blow all of it up. But
if
you can
he's
play
lying
the angles.
Down,
yeah, yeah.
Then she's going to stand
above his head.
Yeah, back
he's not a beholder, so yeah. Sorry. Whatever is legally distinct from a beholder in this universe.
Giant eyeball.
Yeah.
So I cast Lay on Hands and then slap him in the face.
Okay.
Slap on hands.
See the heel first.
Lay on slaps.
Seven hit points and a slap in the face.
Okay, roll 1d4 for the slap in the face.
I'm not trying to do damage. Non-lethal.
Yeah, all right.
Hmm.
Kind of want him anyway. I kind of want you to heal him and then knock him back unconscious.
Well, that just makes me waste my own hands.
So he looks up.
Well,
and you
well,
see
well.
Wide eyes at everyone he can see, and he is gagged, but he doesn't move or struggle or say anything. Just big wide eyes.
Isn't this an interesting predicament?
Narrow,
Mr. Racket.
I'm going to reach over and slowly take the gag out of his mouth.
That's all you're getting.
I'm going to poke him. What's been happening?
He kind of looks, does a slight double take. Hello.
We don't know each other, but I think you're a bad person.
How to make friends and influence people.
Put it on a mug.
By Azu T. Paladin.
Not a great start, is it?
How did you end up here?
If I knew that, I'd probably have avoided the situation, wouldn't I?
Right, okay. Who beat you?
Hey, Hamid. How are you doing?
A lot better than you!
So it would seem. Funny how things shake out.
I assume someone in your organisation has wrested control from you.
He kind of shuffles and pokes his head and looks at the left. Where are we?
Middle of nowhere.
All right. Oh, wait, no. If we knew that, then we would have avoided it.
Hello.
Watcha? Oh, by the way, if you don't tell us what we need to know, I'm going to shoot an arrow through your eyeball, so...
He will do that.
I'll give him a friendly nod.
An intimidate check from both of you. See, this is where, I am converting a fifth ed advantage. It'd be really, really efficient right now.
It's a lovely system. Ooh, that's a 22.
And I've got 25.
He's just like,
these are my new associates, Barrett. I didn't know them last time we met.
You've traded up.
Yep.
What was the... I should point out, just for flavour, so he's on his back, tied up, still has no idea that Sasha's there. There's literally an arrow about an inch from his eye, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And a full Azu studding over him. Stood
I would
over
assume
him.
His bonuses to intimidate checks would be ridiculous.
True, but when he rolls a 2, he may not wee himself, but he'll probably play along enough. Sorry, what was the question?
What do you know about the general situation?
And who beat you?
Oh, yeah, that.
Well, I don't really remember who beat me. Let's say a previous associate put me in that situation.
Name?
We don't really...
You know his name. Don't pretend to be stupid, Barrett.
I don't know. I'm being genuinely serious here. I actively don't. It wasn't that sort of a ring. Are you going to let
me
up?
Are you really stupid enough to have not done your research on someone you ended up working with? What kind of badass crime boss are you?
And after he says that, I fire the arrow like directly in front of his face and knock another one.
This is not a conversation kind of conversation.
It's an interrogation sort of conversation.
I'm very good with these. I can start shooting bits off.
I can give you a choice. I can either tell you the truth and say I don't know who it was, or I can lie and tell you I do. What would you like?
What do you know about them, then, if you don't know their name?
They'll do worse.
Well, we can kill you and prevent that. Congratulations! You're our today's top winner!
No. They'll still do worse.
Oh, fair enough, then, yeah.
Some sort of soul thing going on?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Who are the cowled figures that you've been working with? You sent one after us at my sister's funeral.
Look, if I'm here, it's because they want you all to have the pleasure of killing me.
Stop saying they! Give us names!
Why? They'll just punish me more if I do. You can't threaten me with violence.
What about doing the right thing?
I mean, we probably can threaten you with violence. Maybe it's not as bad as what they'll do. But crucially, we're right here. I turn my hand into a claw and stick it into his arm.
Oh,
give me the damage. It's still...
I mean, it's tiny.
But... It's still tiny, yeah, but he's... He's surfing the consciousness wave right now.
Wrong die.
It's been a while since you had to do hand-to-hand, hey?
I mean, I don't use them because they do nothing, and I have a fireball that does a lot.
Did you? I didn't notice.
4 damage.
Oh, you quite hurt him as well. Look.
Also, I want doing the right thing. The celestial plane does exist, and if you do things better, you're not going to end up in bad places. So maybe a moment of...
redemption.
That's the one. You know.
Oh, we could also cut off your finger so that the ring they use to track you and listen in on you can't be used anymore. Well, if that would help.
Tell you what, Hamid, top left pocket. I can feel it's still there.
I reach into his top left pocket.
You see a little sort of silver vial. Don't drink it. You want to wipe it on the affected area.
Is it like anti-super glue for magic rings?
Who knows? Oh, the games we play!
I'm going to carefully unstopper it.
Hamid has a
and,
rash.
Like, look at it, and then maybe gently sniff it, but very gently.
It smells quite strong, but it smells... It's more like... I can't give you an equivalent in-world, I'd have to think. Vaguely acidic, nail varnish remover kind of smell.
I cast Detect Magic.
Ooh.
It comes out as magical. It comes out as transmutation. And it comes out as middling. Not like world-changingly good or anything.
Put it on his finger.
I mean, sure. Look, I'm just trying to do things that don't make you hurt me more.
Yeah, I'll pour some on his finger with the ring.
Okay.
But not all of it.
Nothing seems to happen.
Huh. I'll pull the ring off.
It comes off.
Okay.
I pour the rest on my hand over the ring.
Oh, then something happens. Your finger starts to grow hot. Very hot. Painfully hot. And then you feel the ring begin to loosen.
I take it off.
Comes off. I mean, let's be honest. What am I going to use it for these days?
Well, thank you, Barrett. That's the first time you've actually done something helpful.
So, that's redemption box ticked.
Nah, not really. That's really small.
Onto the celestial
small.
Planes.
Well,
I
there's
guess.
A to-do list. It's quite long in your case.
Where's Sasha? I kind of figured she'd still be with you.
Dunno.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure she'll find you if she wants to.
Can I get bluff checks from both of you? But he's going to be taking penalties because he's, you know, in a bad way.
Yeah, Azu is not saying anything. Just looking like...
I'll allow you a free deadpan.
Natural 20 with my bluff score of 13.
And 23 from me.
I'll be honest, I was expecting to be delivered to her, not to you, but there we go. So what now?
Yeah, what now?
Well, you were still telling us about the, you know, the weird squid people with the cows.
Yeah, the whole situation. More information, please.
If I tell you who they are, would you help me avoid them?
Probably, but it will really depend on your answers.
We can hand you into, like, custody.
I sort of meant, can you protect me from them, like, actually, rather than, you know, basically just give me straight to them?
Like I said, it'll depend heavily on your answers and your increasing willingness to do what is right and make up for all the horrible things you've done.
Also, if you tell us who them are, we'll know who to, you know, hand or not hand you over to.
Should we go inside? I feel weird just doing this on the ground.
I've got a better eye on the manacles, honestly.
I'll make you a deal.
I mean, yes, that's what we said. We're willing to help you if you continue to provide us helpful information and continue to do
Sasha.
Things.
I'll tell Sasha. She never could lie if she says that you'll do something. Probably will. Besides, it'd be nice to see her.
I didn't put any points in diplomacy at all. She's terrible at it.
Well, as Hamid said, if she wants to talk to you, she'll arrive.
This time, so Sasha is crouched down and basically is biting her fingers in that kind of... like, there is too much going on. This sort of, she begins to walk towards him, but of course he doesn't hear it because...
because Sasha.
Don't even need to make a sneak check for that. That's just... assumed.
Mm.
But she'll walk slowly towards him and sort of sink down, and so the first that he might be aware of her is a knife blade.
The second he feels that
next to his neck.
Oh, hi, Sasha.
Told you she'd find you if she wanted to.
Sort of walked into that one, didn't I?
Yep.
So he still shouldn't be able to see her face. She's still like lean. Yeah.
What do you know about the cult of Hades?
Oh dear.
And I will end the episode there.
Whoa! So many cults.
Hades, that's another Roman name, right?
Yep.
Yes.
No, Hades.
Pluto.
Hades.
Pluto would
Pluto.
Be
Hades. Yeah. Okay. I need to get mine.
If it's a planet, it's Roman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll help. I actually know the planet.
There you go.
Cool. Hey.
Interestingly, Hades wasn't technically that evil.
No. So whilst we discuss the nuances of Hades, we'll see you again next week.
Bye! Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
What do you know about the cult of Hades?
Oh dear.
And I'll take a break there.
No, you won't.
End the episode.
No, end the episode.
Yes, I will.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
to use my
cool
guy.
The cult of Hades.
Oh, wait, no. If I say bye, guys, and we say it, that locks it into the edit. Bye, guys.
Bye.
No.
Not that one.
It's worth a go.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.